Always great to catch up with my very busy and lovely friend, fellow author and speaker, and a wonderful mom. You see her and hear her on EWTN, and she's an author of many, many books, and this one is just so beautiful. She writes a lot about Our Lady, Our Blessed Mother, and this book in particular from our friends at Sophia is all about bringing Our Lady of Fatima into Advent, Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle. So let me ask you, dear sister, and always great to talk to you, happy Advent. Why a book on Advent in featuring Our Lady of Fatima in particular?
Thank you for asking that, Teresa, and good morning and happy Advent to you. Well, you know, I couldn't just let her go last year on the 100th anniversary celebration. Her messages are so powerful and so important. And I think, you know, Father Andrew Apostoli, my dear friend, is, you know, was prodding me along too, you know, keep preaching Our Lady of Fatima. And she has so much to do with this beautiful season anyway, right? Because she's the Mother of God. She had our dear Lord Jesus in her womb for 9 months. She gave birth to him during this time. And so it's all about, you know, our Lord Jesus and also his Blessed Mother Mary, who always leads us to her Son. You know, do whatever he tells you, she tells us. So, you know, I wanted to you know, continue on with her message and to encourage people to take it up, to follow it. And, you know, she's surely going to just lead us closer and closer to heaven. So we can't go wrong with Our Lady of Fatima.
Are there particular messages from the approved apparitions of Fatima that you want people to focus on in the book regarding Advent?
Well, what I do is I definitely go with the Advent theme, you know, each week, you know, for Advent, the different themes of the weeks, like the first week of hope and the second of peace, the third of joy, and the fourth of love. And within these weeks, I weave these saintly friends, not just Our Lady of Fatima. She trumps everybody else for sure. But then there's dear Father Andrew in the first week. There's the shepherd children, St. John Paul II, and Mother Teresa, too. But our Lady's messages are woven all throughout, you know, always, you know, the prayer of the rosary, how important it is, and how she asked us to pray it daily for peace and, you know, for her triumph to come. The Five First Saturday devotion, as Father Andrew Apostoli always said, that he felt that that was the most neglected, you know, that most neglected devotion, that the Holy Father did his part, you know, getting the consecration done. It took a while, but it was done, and we need to do our part, too. And she asked the shepherd children, Our Lady, to make sacrifices for all the people in the world who might not have people to pray for them. And she said, so many sinners go to hell because there are none to pray for them. And she even showed them a frightening vision of hell, you know, to show them the reality of hell and, you know, the consequence for sin. Because I think one of the biggest tricks of the devil is to trick people into thinking there's no such thing as hell, you know, it doesn't really exist,
right.
Therefore do whatever you'd like, because as long as you're good, you know, as long as you're good to other people, accept everyone, you know, things like that, little tricks to get people off the track and not worry about the consequence for sin, not worry about the fact that they should be striving to get to heaven, and not only just get there, but to strive to lead a holy life, to bring others there too.
Yeah.
So Our Lady certainly lays the groundwork. She certainly gives us a strong message to follow. And if we follow her messages, we can't go wrong. We really can't.
That's right. And I want to direct people to your beautiful website as well, which has information on Donna Marie's programs and EWTN and all of her many books. But you
Thank
can
you.
Find a link right on the homepage at Donna Marie or DonnaCooperO'Boyle.com. Again, Donna
If they go to Marie, that's okay, too, because that one will get you there,
okay.
too.
But
I hope
but
that
I,
they do visit, because I've got some new inspiring jewelry designs, you know, pro-life bracelets and things like that that I make myself. I felt inspired to do. So anyway,
in your spare time, in between being a mom, a wife, a grandma, an author, a speaker, a talk show host, you're doing jewelry.
I have to say, one little girl one time at a book signing looked at my table. She looked up and down, looked at the books, and she said, she calls me Mrs. O'Boyle. She goes, Mrs. O'Boyle, wow, it's so good that you have all this spare time to write all these books. And I just smiled from ear to ear. I thought, if she only knew what
if
kind of blood,
knew.
Sweat, and tears goes into writing a book.
You know, you and I have both been to Fatima, and you have the pictures up there on the website, some of which are in the book. They're just beautiful. But, and I think a lot of folks forget, and I'm really excited that you have a chapter on this, Donna Marie, about the adoration of the angel, how the angel mm-hmm. taught the children. Because when you go to Fatima, you have, in addition to, of course, the beautiful shrine and where Our Lady appeared and the whole piazza where they do the rosary processions every night, which is just fabulous. It's just amazing. And Fatima, I love Fatima. I just was very moved by it. Steve Ray and I did a pilgrimage there, I think it was 3 years ago, when we also did Avila and Lourdes all together, which was crazy.
Wow.
Intense. But, you know, you see this path that the children were led on in terms of how the angels taught them different things, in addition to Our Lady appearing to them, because they learned
because
about the Eucharist.
They really prepared their hearts the year prior to that. In 1916, the angel of peace came to prepare the hearts of the children, you know, so that they could be receptive to Our Lady's message the following year, because these were just regular, you know, ordinary farm children. They were faith-filled, but they were basically uneducated, just little education, very faithful to their family, devoted to our Lord and our Lady. But they used to pray their prayers, Hail Mary, Holy Mary, Hail Mary, Holy Mary, you know, to get through the rosary kind of quickly when they were out in the fields with the sheep. But then, you know, after the angel came to them and told them so much about penance and how much it's needed and showed them how to adore Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, and even showed them that they don't adore angels. The angel himself knelt down and adored our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament and taught the children, you know, to adore our Lord. And then little Francisco later on would be so drawn to what he called his hidden Jesus. He would steal away to the church and go and kneel by the tabernacle and just have that time, even in his sickness when he was just so ill toward the end. So the children have so much to teach us, and they learn from the angel and then from Our Lady herself.
And if you think about the angels and you think about Our Lady, as you said in the start of the interview, and by the way, if you're just joining us on a Thursday morning chatting with my dear friend and fellow author and speaker, Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, on her latest book, Advent with Our Lady of Fatima, from our friends at Sophia. If you think about the angels and Our Lady, as you said earlier, it ties directly in with Advent and Christmas because, of course, of St. Gabriel and Our Lady.
Absolutely, you know, and it's that invisible world of angels that we might not be aware of. But I even wrote a book on angels for kids, actually, but it's on the adult catechesis of angels. I drew from that and scripture. And I did a couple of shows on EWTN with Father Andrew Apostoli, two shows on the angels, because we had so much to say. We had to do two-hour shows. But the angels are so important in our lives, and we really should take the time every day, every morning and every evening, at the least, to call upon our guardian angel. You know, our angel has been given to us as a gift, you know, at the moment of conception, and stays with us all the way through eternity. So the angels are powerful, and the angels will always draw us closer to our Lord. But we can't shut them out. You know, we can't forget about them. We should call upon them and ask for their intercession and help, because that's what they're there for.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also think, too, with Our Lady of Fatima, the messaging is so, well, of course, it's always timely, but I think, Donna Marie, so timely right now, because one of the messages was about how many people were going to hell because of lust. And you think of all the sexual sin that we're looking at right now, the distortion of the gift of human sexuality, what it's meant for and where it's supposed to be. And you see sexually transmitted infections off the charts. You see abortion, you know, the craziness that's out there, you know, with the abortion industry, what happened with the case of Brett Kavanaugh. These people were losing their minds because they had some fear that, you know, that they thought, oh my gosh, what if abortion is actually challenged? I mean, you just saw so much of what the apparitions have been saying to us forever.
Yes, Our Lady, our Lord loves us so much, and Our Lady too, and our Lord allows, you know, his mother, the Queen of Heaven and Earth, to come down from her throne to wake us up. You know, she did that at Fatima about 100 years ago, and she's done it in several other places, as we know, as well, and that's what she tries to do. She doesn't want any of her children to be lost, and so she's giving us these strong messages, and you know, we need to step up to the plate. We need to do our part, not just, you know, get through our prayers each day and you know, follow the commandments. Yes, of course, but what about the heroic virtues? And what about really doing with all our hearts what the children did? They suffered for sinners. They made extra sacrifices and did extra penance. They gave up food and water out in the hot sun and you know, all kinds of things just because for someone they didn't even know who's a sinner. We could say, ah, who wants to pray for a sinner anyway? They should change their lives around themselves. But the thing is, Our Lady asks us to. You know, she knows. She knows they're going to perish if we're not going to step up to the plate and pray for them. So that's one of the challenges of Our Lady's messages. And throughout Advent, we have this marvelous time that Mother Church gives us to prepare our hearts. And we can prepare our hearts, we can become better people, and we can help others to become better people as well through our prayers and penances and rosaries.
Yeah, especially with what's going on in the church right now where so many people are fearful and struggling.
Needed.
Yeah, exactly. If you're just joining us on a Thursday morning edition, chatting with my friend Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, beautiful book, Advent with Our Lady of Fatima, from our friends at Sophia. And as she mentioned, you can find it on her website, which is donnacooperoboyle.com. EWTN also has it at our religious catalog, of course, and you see and hear her quite frequently with her programs in EWTN. I just want to give you a summary, brothers and sisters, of what's in the book before we let Donna Marie go. And again, you can find this on her website at donnacooperboyle.com. I also did some posting on this on my Facebook page and promoted it during my webinar last week because I thought it was such a great resource right now with the troubling times we're facing. So it's this is a time, Donna Marie, of reflecting and of Advent and anticipation. But I want to just list some of the things you bring out in the book. Prayers of adoration that the angel taught Jacinta, Francesco, and Lucia. What the wonderful and amazing Father Andrew Apostoli considered the most important. Of course, he was an expert on Our Lady of Fatima. People should know that. How St. John Paul II fulfilled the third secret of Fatima. How in his final months, Father Andrew radically fulfilled Our Lady's Fatima requests. Role Mother Teresa, of course someone you knew, secretly played in the consecration of Russia, while particularly in Advent, how you must pray for Our Lady's Immaculate Heart to triumph, and so much more to help you go closer to the Blessed Mother and to keep your Advent frenzy free. And I think this last point, keeping it frenzy free, because I've heard of the word busy, Donna Marie used as an acronym, being under Satan's yoke, not saying that busy is bad. But especially this time of year, the world does so much to pull us away from the real meaning of the season.
Yeah, and we can make ourselves become too busy anyway ourselves, you know, thinking we have got to do all these things. When, you know, we can be a little bit more simple and more focused. You know, we don't have to be running around doing as many things as we think we need to do.
Well, the first thing we need to do is to spend that time in prayer, right?
Absolutely. And you can make your life a prayer. You know, you carve out those times for prayer. Yes, definitely. My husband and I are doing the reflections, believe it or not, from my own book at the breakfast table every morning. And we're loving it. And I like to start in the morning because at night you might be a little tired and you might say, you know. So start the day on the right foot. You know, carve out the time for prayer. Carve out the time for reflection. It only takes 5 or 10 minutes, really. But then also, you know, offer everything all throughout the day in prayer during this Advent season, because we're supposed to transform, allow our Lord to transform our hearts, prepare our hearts for the Christ child, but also the twofold meaning of Advent, Teresa, right, is for the second coming of Christ. You know, we're always supposed to be ready, be attentive, stay awake. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to be ready. We don't know the time or the hour. You know, we need to get ourselves ready. And by getting ourselves ready, you know, our life is really a pilgrimage, and we can be, you know, by God's grace, shining that light wherever we go. So that's going to help our darkened world. It's not that we always have to jump up on the nearest chair or table and preach it or, you know, from the rooftops, but wherever we can, like Mother Teresa, one-on-one, at the office, at home, in the neighborhood, wherever we are, we can always let Christ's light and love shine through us, and that will help our darkened world, right?
Yes, and starting the day, Deacon Dominic and I have been doing that for years during the scriptures together, and we use the word among us. Sometimes we use the Magnificat, most of the word among us. But that it sets the whole tone for the day, and that's actually, you know, scripture brought us back, in addition to the church teachings, back to the church. Sweetheart, we're out of time. Thank you for all your great work, and don't work too hard.
So
make sure you get some rest.
Wonderful to chat with you.
And yes, God, my little Ethel and Lucy.
Ethel and Lucy, we got to get together soon.
Amen, sister. I miss you so much. Mm-hmm. I just want to tell the story real quickly. If they're a new radio listener, we nicknamed each other Ethel and Lucy when we were at the Vatican Congress. Gosh, Donna Marie, you know it's been 10 years ago that we were there.
I can't even believe that.
Can you stand that? And we were staying together. Now, both of us are experienced travelers. We travel all over the place for speaking. We'd already been to Rome a number of times. And we get there, and we're so excited. We're dropping our suitcases. We're losing our badges. We broke a cappuccino machine.
We're, like, it was pressing the buttons on the coffee machine, and it's overflowing.
It's overflowing. And here we are. So we nicknamed ourselves. Exactly. Right. We're trying to take selfies, and we're hysterical laughing because we didn't know what the heck we were doing.
We just had the joy of the Lord.
We were
so happy.
And we were just giddy with the Lord.
It was a blessing.
It was, and that's how
we nicknamed ourselves Ethel
and Lucy. You're Ethel and Lucy. Love you. Have a great rest of the Advent, and thank you for this gift of this book, brand new from our friends at Sophia and my friend Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, Advent with Our Lady of Fatima. We'll be right back on a Thursday. Stay tuned.